Hello, my name is LaKendra. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No.
What can I help you with today, ma'am?
Okay. Good morning, first of all.
Good morning.
My husband and I and a couple of my friends, we got our coronavirus vaccine last week at a medical office / clinic in Columbiana, Alabama.
Okay.
And they charged us $20 a piece administration fee, even though we're Medicare members. And when I filled out the paperwork, I put Medicare and my supplement, and I put my numbers, and I asked the girl, you know, she wanted to see my card. She said no. Well, when my husband was coming a little bit later, and I said, can I fill out his paperwork, and then he'll sign it when he gets here, and she said yes. I said, I don't have his cards with me, and she said, that's okay. We don't need that. We don't need his numbers or anything. Well, I was on the Medicare.gov site, and it says that if you have Medicare Part B and or an Advantage plan, that you don't have to pay anything to get your vaccine. Only if you are only Medicare Part A and you don't have B or anything else, then your provider can charge you for an administration fee. So what's the rule on this administration fee? Do you know? Are
ma'am,
they allowed to charge
I'm
you that?
I'm not familiar with the rules, but if you would like to file a complaint against that healthcare center, I'll give you the number for the CDC. Because honestly,
well,
that doesn't sound right to me either, and I don't.
When I questioned it, when I called to make the appointment, I asked her. I said, "Well, I was under the impression that you know Medicare patients were not getting charged for this." And she said, "Well, it's an administration fee. We have to bring in a nurse to give the shots." And as it turns out, I mean, that lady that gave the shots, she works at that clinic.
Right.
And so I don't understand why and where, you know, is all that money going to her? Does part of it go to the office? I mean, I was grateful to get the shot. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm excited that we were able to get an appointment because I
right.
had tried and tried, you know, at the health department and couldn't get through. So, you know, that certainly isn't the issue. It's just we've been questioning, you know, this because like $40 a couple the first shot and then $40 the second time around for each of, you know, for the two
right.
of us. You know, if they're supposed to be doing that or not.
Did you get in touch with the people that you get your Medicare through and ask them like
Well, I have original Medicare, so I have to go direct to Medicare. But this came, I printed this off of the Medicare.gov website. And because it sounded to me like they weren't even, you know, filing with Medicare.
Right.
For the shot.
Right.
And my sister, well, she lives in Michigan. She got hers through their health department. And, of course, she didn't have to pay anything. But I didn't know if every location charges an administration fee, if they're allowed to do that for Medicare patients.
I didn't even know that they were charging, like, an administration fee because everybody that's going through the health department that I know of, they didn't tell me anything about them having to pay out of pocket for the vaccination.
Yeah.
But maybe it might just be for their establishment because I know some American Family Cares down here where I stay, they have to pay an administration. Well, they have to receive an administration fee also. So I don't know if it's like different.
Well, because it says from this thing I printed off, it says you pay nothing for this vaccine if you have Medicare Part B or you're enrolled in a Medicare Advantage plan. Be sure to bring your Medicare card so your health care provider or pharmacy can bill Medicare.
Right.
And then it goes on to say if you have Part A only, you pay nothing for the vaccine, but some providers or pharmacies may still charge an administration fee for giving you the shot.
Right.
And we have Part B and a supplement. So, you know, we shouldn't have had to pay anything. I realize we weren't paying for the vaccine itself, but it says, you shouldn't have to pay anything, and they should be billing Medicare. Well, how can they bill Medicare if they don't have your number?
Right, because they didn't want your card.
Yeah, and are they billing Medicare just by number or by individual? Say they gave, because they were only doing like 10 people a day, so say those 10 people that were there on the day that I was there, are they just billing Medicare for 10 and not 10 individual, you know, going to each individual's account? Or I don't understand how they're doing it.
Yeah, that's kind of unprofessional. So where do you want to go from here?
Well, yeah, I was just, you know, trying to confirm. I thought, well, I'll start at the state level and see, you know, if somebody knows if the rules are flexible and a place can charge whatever they want to charge, or even if they're allowed to charge.
Yes, ma'am. I could give you this number. You could call the CDC and just confirm it with them and ask them, are different facilities doing different things, or
mm-hmm.
were you supposed to be charged? Would you like that phone number?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's going to be 800-232-4636.
No, I didn't get that. It was
800-232-232.
Okay.
4636. And I don't mean to rush you off the phone, but, you know,
That's
this
okay.
is the pre-registration hotline, so
yeah.
I wouldn't be much help to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.